Wolf hunting season is scheduled to open next month in and around Denali National Park, despite record low wolf numbers. This spring, park biologists counted fewer than 50 Denali wolves, heightening a long-running battle over the popularly viewed animals. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Spotting a wild wolf in Denali National Park is a coveted sight many visitors haven't enjoyed in recent years, as the park's wolf population has dwindled. Some of that's attributed to hunting and trapping just outside the park's northeast boundary, where the animals commonly range. Anchorage biologist Rick Steiner and other conservationists contend harvest restrictions are the only tool wildlife managers have to boost park wolf numbers.
There's other causes that may factor in there as well, but we know that killing the wolves on the northeastern boundary of the park has affected the population.
Steiner and others have asked the Park Service and the state to cancel wolf hunting season set to begin August 10th. Steiner says 7 or fewer Denali wolves are taken annually, mostly outside the park.
But if one of those is a significant breeding individual, it can cause catastrophic consequences for the family group integrity and for visitor viewing success.
State Fish and Game Commissioner Sam Cotton issued an emergency closure of spring wolf hunting in May on state lands northeast of the park. Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Bruce Dale ties that specifically to overlapping hunting seasons.
Because there might be an unforeseen effect of another regulation, and that regulation was enacted in 2013 that allowed hunting brown bears at bait stations. That potentially changes the amount of hunters out in the field in May.
Dale says there was concern about bear hunters also taking wolves, upping the normally low Denali area harvest. Dale attributes the Denali wolf decline primarily to natural causes.
Those populations normally go up and down with ungulate prey numbers availability and ungulate prey vulnerability to wolf predation.
The Board of Game has turned down repeated emergency petitions requesting reinstatement of a wolf protection zone along the park's northeastern edge, maintaining there's no biological emergency. Meanwhile, Steiner and other conservationists also continue to eye a more permanent solution.
A trade of a wildlife conservation easement east of Denali Park to the federal government in exchange for either cash or a like-valued federal asset given to the state. These deals have been done several times in the past in the state, and we need one at Denali.
Steiner says Denali wolf advocates met with Governor Bill Walker last month, and the solution seemed to resonate, adding that the Park Service is also on board. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.